And thank you so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just kind of settling back during what probably is a busy weekend for you to allow us to share with you a few things we've learned over the years about improving and maintaining your home. And so many times you can find these little simple things that to solve some of the problems, some of the common problems you may have around the house. We call them simple solutions. And Joe has another one for us.
Okay, Danny, here are four quick tips to keep your clothes dryer working more efficiently. First, you should always remove and clean the dryer lint screen. And I'm talking about after every single load. Doesn't matter if it's a small load or a big load. Pull that screen out and remove the lint that's on there and toss it out. You don't want that building up because that's just going to collect inside the exhaust duct. And especially if you have a gas clothes dryer, you know, that stuff's flammable. So you want to keep that clean. So do it each and every time. Also, once a month, insert the crevice tool on a shop vacuum or even household vacuum. The crevice tool is that long, narrow, pointed device that you can stick on the end of the hose. And put it down, remove the lint screen and put it down inside that slot, typically on the top of the dryer. Because the lint screen traps most of the lint, but not all of it. And not all of it goes through the duct and gets blown outdoors. There's some get stuck down inside there. So use that. You only have to do that once a month, but that's a great way to get any of that excess lint. Also, clean. I talked about the exhaust duct. You should clean that at least twice a year because, again, you don't want that buildup of duct. You want to disconnect it. If you have the flexible corrugated type, replace it with a more rigid straight and keep it as straight and as short as possible. And vent it to the outside, of course, always to the outside. And then lastly, toss a dry towel, big fluffy dry towel, in with a wet load of clothes. What happens is that dry towel will absorb a lot of the excess moisture and you'll see your clothes will dry a lot faster. So there you go, four quick tips to get a little more out of your clothes dryer.
And I'll tell you what, when you do some of the cleaning like that, you might be surprised if you haven't done it in a while, how much lint you can get out of the dryer vent. And what you'll also be surprised is all of a sudden, instead of that clothes drying taking an hour and a half, you reduced it down to 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
Now think about the savings, whether it's a gas or an electric one. Think about how much savings that you're talking about there. We've had a lot of situations where maybe a builder or a designer has designed a house with a long vent pipe, a long dryer vent, or I saw one the other day venting out into the garage. I wanted to take a baseball bat and straighten someone out. I mean, wow. I mean,
where does he think all that lint and moist air is going?
It's going right into the garage. Same way with venting it under the house. You're trying to minimize moisture under the house. You're not trying to add to it. Another big mistake that people are making like that. Nowadays, there's a lot of more inspections that take place to try to curtail that kind of building practices, but you certainly don't want to have that. So something as simple as that is a great example of something you can tackle this weekend and make a big difference in how your dryer dries those clothes, saving you money all along the way. And also, when you're talking about hot weather and so forth, the less amount of time that dryer is working inside the house, the cooler your house is going to be.